Chris is actually coming home sometime maybe tonight or this evening after the civic reception in Dublin, which is, I suppose, a national event. And on Wednesday evening, the local athletics club here in Grange, the North Sligo Athletic Club, have organised a welcome home for Chris for Wednesday evening at 8:45. It'll be in the village centre in the car park there, and we'll hear a few words from Chris. But it also has to be remembered that it's not just as an Olympic participant, even though that is an absolute monumental achievement. It is also as a European athletics gold medalist, which was a wonderful achievement when he was part of that 400 mixed relay team. So it's to celebrate both, and you know, it's important. Unfortunately, our two athletes, we couldn't collate that the two of them would arrive at the same time or be back in Grange on the same week. Mona won't be back with us for another 2 weeks, but we'll do it all again then. It just gives a chance for another party, another opportunity to celebrate the wonderful successes we've had. So look at it. It's great to that Chris is getting back, and I suppose always when they go off to these events, with the way the world has gone, is to see our young people come home safely, and I'm delighted that he's back safely. They did themselves proud over there. They didn't maybe reach the final like they did the last time, but you can't be in every final, and Chris would be very realistic about that. So he's arriving in Grange. The plan is to have him at 8:45 arriving in the village centre, and people will get a chance to get to talk to him, to get their photos taken with him, to get the fainine, isn't that what they call it, the new word for the selfie, taken with an Olympic athlete. And you know, we just don't know how lucky we are now. I suppose I got to about 50 years of age, and I had only ever met one Olympian, the great Danny McDade from Donegal, the race walker. And you know, you go through a lifetime, and now here we have with two of them in our own community that we've known since they were small children.